In the news update for March the 23rd, 2023, Tuesday morning edition, hour 7, broadcasting across SiriusXM Radio, across all platforms of covers of podcasts where you can receive our consumer content. Just simply type the top headlines, national and international news stories, that's how you write it, folks. That's where you find us. I'm Michael DeSilva, and we're in the 7th hour of the Freedom Network being broadcasted to you. We'll be back with the 7th hour. Stay tuned.
Ukrainian friends at the Austin, Texas Capitol fight with Ukraine. Die with Ukraine. Breathe with Ukraine.
Some of the highlights. If you want to see the entire 2-hour live stream, you can go to my Getter account. And we were out there for just over 2 hours. And so we were streaming so long, actually, that the phone died. But most of it is still there anyway. And that HD footage can be found at band.video on the War Room channel. Share it far and wide because you know I'm not allowed to. And some of you have already taken some of your favorite clips from the full Getter live stream. Some of you have already taken that HD footage and shared it. And I appreciate you for that. And I appreciate you for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, making it all possible. And we have a very popular product that was out of stock for a while, is now back in stock. And that is the InfoWars Life Prebiotic Fiber. Back in stock and 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's well known we are not getting the fiber we need in our daily diets. There's many different reasons for that. But the point is, we're not getting it. And so that's why we have prebiotic fiber at InfoWarsStore.com. Organic, non-GMO, acacia fiber, apple fruit fiber, flaxseed fiber, blueberry fruit fiber, cranberry fruit fiber. It's all in there. The prebiotic fiber at InfoWarsStore.com. Different ways, by the way, to enjoy it. You can mix it with the drink, or I like to put it in a cup of yogurt as well in the morning, and so you really know you're getting your fiber for the day. 40% off prebiotic fiber, InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget about the brand new ashwagandha supplements, the ashwagandha gummy, and the ashwagandha plus black pepper capsules, both 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. All right. Before we go to break here, I guess it's spring break, right, guys? I think it's spring break. And so there were some unruly scenes down in Florida. I remember I went to spring break in Florida with some of my friends and my family. And yeah, so here's we've got spring breakers is what they're saying. It's spring breakers, and they're going wild in Florida. Spring breakers are at it again. I remember spring break. Man, remember all the cars we used to smash and all the hoods we would jump on. People in the car, too. People in the vehicles. We didn't care. Didn't bother us. Families in the vehicles. We'd still smash the windshield, jump onto the hoods with our ass. Some of us bare ass hanging out. We'd go into the local ice cream parlor or fast food shop and tear it apart, rip it limb from limb. Maybe even take some free food. It's spring breakers, don't you know? That's what you do on spring break. You go down to Florida and you engage in some criminal assault and battery. And a little theft as well. Maybe some Grand Theft Auto. Or if you're feeling so inclined and somebody drives down the road and looks at you funny, you just bash their windows in. Maybe you get into a fight with a stranger. It's spring break in Florida. Ah, the good old days of spring break. I remember them. We all used to do it. Yes, that's the story. You know, the issue of internet censorship is not going anywhere. The issue of censorship came up during the White House press hearing today. And the issue of censorship in regards to the truth about COVID and the vaccines is now a major issue that's going to be heard in congressional testimony. So you may recall that Missouri and Louisiana last year had sued the Biden administration over their censorship, and the Biden administration tried to have this case tossed, but they were rejected this morning. Jenin Yunus is reporting here. Judge Doughty just denied government defendants' motion to dismiss in Missouri versus Biden with an exception for claims against president, which are generally disfavored. I'm working my way through the 77-page decision, which I'll link to soon and post choice quotes from. The court finds that the complaint alleges significant encouragement and coercion that converts the otherwise private conduct of censorship on social media platforms into state action, and is unpersuaded by defendants' arguments to the contrary. Further, while the government may certainly select the messages it wishes to convey, this freedom is limited by the more fundamental principle that the government entity may not employ threats to limit free speech of private citizens. Her reporting is ongoing right now on her Twitter account. So this is really starting to reach the pavement now. And whether it's going to be coming out with congressional testimony, like we've seen from Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger, and soon I suspect big tech and government officials are going to have to be testifying in the future. And now you have that case getting to the next level, Missouri and Louisiana against the Biden administration. I wonder if other states can join in on that now. So there is momentum going there. Now, Fauci is in a state of complete panic right now because his crimes against humanity are really being exposed. And so it appears that Fauci is trying to do some sort of a redemption tour. I don't even know because he's retired. And I've never seen this video before. It's my understanding this is brand new. But either way, it just shows you that he's been in damage control for a while. And he's going around trying to convince people to take a vaccine. And they've got a list of unvaccinated or non-vaccinated residents in Washington, D.C. And so Fauci's going around with the Democrat mayor, Muriel Bowser, trying to convince non-vaccinated people to get a vaccine. And it did not go well. I don't know why they even published this video, quite frankly. It's so bad. Listen to what happens when one of the D.C. residents gets told he should be vaccinated, and he gives Fauci a nice lecture here in clip 8.
People in America are not settled with the information that's been given to us right now.
So I'm not going to be lining up taking a shot on a vaccination for something that wasn't clear in the first place. And then you all create a shot in miraculous time. It takes years to...
Well, it used to take years.
Okay, it used to.
You know how many years were invested in this approach? About 20 years of science to get us to be able to do it.
20 years is not enough. And 9 months is definitely not enough for nobody to be taking no vaccination that you all came up with.
The only reason I'm talking to you right now, as close as we are, is that I've been vaccinated.
Right.
But if all thousands of people like you don't get vaccinated, you're going to let this virus continue to percolate in this country and in this world.
Something like the common flu then, right?
It's much more serious than the flu.
So what, bro, a cup of coffee or percolating?
You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none, but the previous year, about 20 to 30,000. You know how many people have died from COVID-19 in the United States? 600,000 Americans.
Wow, Fauci, you may be responsible.
The number that you all given that died, that's once again, that's you all's number.
You gonna pay us.
Yeah, definitely. Because when you start talking about paying people to get vaccinated, when you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated, there's something else going on with that. Something else going on.
You're right. But I'm glad millions of people like me and most everybody here didn't get it. You know what their incentive was? Protecting their health and protecting the city. But I won't keep you anymore.
It's okay, because my incentive, y'all campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear. That's what this pandemic is. It's a fear. It's fear, this pandemic. That's all it is.
Fauci goes to the hand sanitizer. Oh, you loser. Wow, somebody buy that man a drink.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Buy him a way to jail.
Can you imagine what an absolute jerk the mayor of D.C. is? They say, well, we get vaccinated because we actually care about our friends and family. We get vaccinated because we actually care about our loved ones. Like, you don't care about your loved ones. You won't take this big pharmaceutical product.
We know something wrong with it. That's what
that is how it's done. Boy, what would you pay to get that opportunity? To give Fauci the what for and the how to? Yeah, you can probably find out. I mean, they basically posted the man's address. I'm not saying to go look into it or go there to his house, but I mean, you know, if you wanted to go give that man to give him maybe a nice little care package, maybe some wine, maybe some fresh fruit, some chocolates, you know, just a little something for the effort. But my goodness, that did not go how they wanted it to. I can't believe they even published that. Fauci, don't you know 600,000 people died from COVID-19? Yeah, you made the virus in the lab, right? Is that what happened, right? You funded that? You did that gain-of-function research? So does that make you responsible then? And then how many people died from the vaccine? I guess you'd be responsible for that too now. Boy, what are we looking at here? About 1 million people, Fauci? Is that blood on your hands? No, and then here he is in clip 9 blaming you. If you're a Republican or if you're in a red state, for the outbreak in clip 9.
What are we going to do about those other states?
Oh, my God. They're going to keep the outbreak smoldering in the country. It's so crazy. I mean, they're not doing it because they say they don't want to do it. They're Republicans. They don't like to be told what to do.
Right. Oh.
And we got to break that, you know, unpack that.
How you guys doing with vaccine?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was so good. Wait a second. Did he just say Republicans don't like being told what to do? I gotta hear that. Did that just... Hold on. Play that again for me.
...in the country. It's so crazy. I mean, they're not doing it because they say they don't want to do it. They're Republicans. They don't like to be told what to do.
Right. There it is.
We got to break that, you know, unpack that.
How you guys doing with vaccine?
Republicans don't like being told what to do. We've got to break that. Did I get that one right? I think that's the exact quote, right? Republicans don't like being told what to do. We've got to break that. Anthony Fauci. Wow. So beautifully said. Couldn't have said it better myself. So Fauci agrees. Democrats love being told what to do. Fauci agrees. Liberals love being bossed around. Fauci agrees. The left want to be slaves. I heard it from Anthony Fauci. I mean, you know, esteemed doctor. Esteemed. I think he was like the man of the years on GQ magazine. I mean, so esteemed. Oh my gosh, Anthony Fauci, untouchable. His reputation. And I have to tell you, Anthony Fauci said, Republicans don't like being told what to do. Obviously, and so insinuating Democrats do. Wow. Spoken like a true tyrant.
Yeah, a dictator.
Who would you rather take advice from? Anthony Fauci and Mayor Muriel Bowser, or that gentleman in the Deutschland soccer jersey who gave them the how-to and the what for? I think I'll take him. Can I get that guy to run my... I'd like him to be in charge, actually. I want him to be the next mayor of D.C. That's what I want. If I was in D.C., I'd say, you know what? Bowser, you're out. Give me the guy in the Deutschland soccer jersey. Actually, we'll take him for mayor. And you know what? I think he's already ready for a promotion. Let's put him in charge of the NIH too. Let's just give him Fauci and Bowser's job. I like that guy. Is more qualified than Bowser and Fauci combined. A hero. They're all around you, folks. Heroes. Heroes are all around you. Okay. Will Donald Trump be in cuffs tomorrow? Will we see the arrest that the liberals and the Democrats have been frothing and foaming at the mouth over for years now? Will their wet dream finally come true? Well, the one man who might be able to help Donald Trump is the Governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. It's too bad Trump has been taking swings at him so much in the last 6 months. But Ron DeSantis at a press conference addressed the situation, and here's what that sounded like in clip 15.
Extradition to New York.
So I've seen rumors swirl. I have not seen any facts yet, and so I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this. The Manhattan district attorney is a Soros-funded prosecutor. And so he, like other Soros-funded prosecutors, they weaponize their office to impose a political agenda on society at the expense of the rule of law and public safety. He has downgraded over 50% of the felonies to misdemeanors. He says he doesn't want to even have jail time for the vast, vast majority of crimes. And what we've seen in Manhattan is we've seen the crime rate go up, and we've seen citizens become less safe. And so you're talking about this situation with, and look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, you know, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda and weaponizing the office. And I think that that's fundamentally wrong. I also think it's important to point out, when you're talking about these Soros-funded prosecutors, yes, they may do a high-profile politicized prosecution, and that's bad, but the real victims are ordinary New Yorkers, ordinary Americans in all these different jurisdictions, that they get victimized every day because of the reckless political agenda that these Soros DAs bring to their job. They ignore crime and they empower criminals, and that hurts people. It hurts a lot of people every single day. These Soros district attorneys are a menace to society, and I'm just glad that I'm the only governor in the country that's actually removed one from office during my tenure.
Well, you may not like the jab he took at Trump there, but I don't know how you couldn't like everything else he just said. Meanwhile, the only other individual who's announced he's running for president of the Republican Party that's addressed this is Vivek Ramaswamy. And here's what he said briefly, part of it in clip 14.
Today was an important day in the country. So the reason I'm doing this is because the rest of the Republican field, I think, has been deafeningly silent about an important issue in the country today. Yes, I know it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. Yes, I know there's a lot of other issues in education or elsewhere that need to be addressed that I and others have talked about. But that's not the news of today. Okay, the news of today was that this morning we learned that it is likely that the New York Manhattan district attorney is likely to indict a former president of the United States who is running for office. Now, I want to be very clear. I am in a presidential primary running against that individual, Donald Trump. But what I'm about to say has nothing to do with Donald Trump and everything to do with the integrity of an election and the integrity of a self-governing democracy.
So all right, the video goes on. He's posted it on his Twitter. I got to tell you, I like Vivek. I don't know if he's a serious contender, but I like Vivek. I like what he's doing. But he goes on to explain, and he's followed up, as how he's called for the Republican Party and the Republicans running for president to stand together against this political persecution. And he's upset because no one will return his calls. It's like the Republican Party wants Donald Trump to be arrested or something. Interesting. But I got to tell you, I like Vivek. Things got interesting at the White House press conference today. Now, there's an African journalist, and I don't have his name in front of me. It's somewhere lost in this stack. But there's an African journalist. You probably recognize his name. He's been around forever. And the White House has been trying to get him banned and get his press credentials pulled. Simon Atiba. Thank you, Simon Atiba. Thank you, crew. The White House has been trying to get him his press credentials pulled, and they've been ignoring him for weeks now. He's not allowed to have a question. That's because he's not a Biden suck-off like the rest of those fake media members, but Democrat Party activists posing as media members are.
Fake news.
And so things got real interesting. There's a long list of exchanges here. Let's start here with clip 5 between Karine Jean-Pierre and the African journalist.
Okay. And I'm saying that that's not right. This is not China. This is not Russia. This is the United States. This is right now. It's been 7 months. I sent you here to go to
Russia, Mr. Here too, pal.
It's been 7 months. You guys have not done anything for me.
Bring them to her later.
I have done that. I've done that. All my emails have been ignored.
And the press board is tired of dealing with this.
We only want liberal fascists. We only want brainwashed progressives in here. We don't want real questions asked. We run propaganda here.
Who don't get any questions.
Don't make assumptions about what the rest of us do. Mind your manners when you're in here. If you have a problem, you bring it up afterwards. But you are impinging on everybody in here who's only trying to do their job.
Okay, so, thank you. I'm saying that you shouldn't discriminate against some people because you don't agree with your question. You're offended by your question.
All right. Guys, as you all know, many of you know, this is the White House press briefing room. The storage room, a room that should have decorum, a room where folks should
speak to
colleagues and the special guests that are
Democrats, decorum.
And
they just use the entire justice system against their political opposition, but tell you about decorum. Yeah. They just send their supporters out to assassinate their political opposition, but they cry for decorum. I see.
And disrespecting guests who are here to talk, who were here to talk about.
Now she's lecturing the entire press room like she's their teacher or their mother or something.
is unacceptable.
You have been disrespecting against me. You've been disrespecting me for months.
So we're either going to continue the briefing, or we can just end the briefing right here.
They're discriminating against a black man. They're discriminating against an African.
My colleague, John Kirby.
The nerve!
You can't keep discriminating against some people in the briefing room because you don't like them. You don't like them.
So you have a choice. You have a choice.
A number of people in the briefing room, and I'm saying that that's not right. This is not China. This is not Russia. This is the United States. This is the White House.
So let's go to the I think there was a little bit more of this here. I think there's a little bit more here in clip 12, guys. Let me see clip 12.
Yeah, right. You're right. You're here for me. We're for me. No. That's not. We're not doing this.
From across the room, you've been discriminating against me and discriminating against some people in the briefing room. And I'm saying that this is the U.S. This is not China. This is not Russia.
Okay.
What you are doing, you are making a mockery of the First Amendment. It's been 7 months. You've not called on me. You've not my message yet. I'm saying that that's
decorum.
Not Russia.
They bring up the cast of a TV show.
Welcome. Welcome to the press briefing room. Okay.
This is not right.
Let it go.
Are you ready? Are we going to behave?
Are we going to behave?
Well,
no, Republicans don't like to behave, remember? Fauci said it. So there you go. So they bring up the cast of a TV show.
Yeah, that's funny.
And then they tell Simon Atiba he needs to be quiet. Decorum. You're up here with the cast of a comedy show. What do you mean decorum? This whole thing is a joke. You bring Jason Sudeikis into the White House press room, and then you cry for decorum. These are insufferable people. Decorum! Don't you know we're trying to honor these television show actors? We need a little decorum in here. Somebody shut that African man up. Shut that African man up. Whoa, you did not just tell a black man to be quiet, you racist, did you? Are you insinuating something, you bigot? Wow. So, we want decorum. We got a TV show. We've got the Apple television show in the press room today. Decorum! Decorum! Ah! What a clown show.
Really.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It's actually sad. It's actually really sad, but I mean, this is not just a complete clown show at this point.
We need decorum. Is everybody ready to behave?
Like a bunch of kids or something.
Anthony Fauci says, Republicans don't like being told what to do. Oh, you don't say. Well, I've never felt like so much a Republican in my life. We need to do something about these Republicans. They don't like being told what to do. We need a little decorum. You can't make this stuff up, folks. This is what happens. This is why I opened the show talking about meritocracy. When you put political agenda and identity over merit, experience, skill, competency, and everything else, this is what you get.
Yep.
You get banks failing. You get jokers running White House press conferences. You have people get elected to Senate that can't even, still in the hospital, can't talk, can't walk, hears voices in his head. Joe Biden can't walk, can't talk. I don't think there's ever been a least exposed president in U.S. history. And by that I mean he's probably the most exposed as far as his crimes are concerned, but the least exposed as far as no public presence. Have you seen anything for Biden today? Where's the president today?
Joe Biden. It doesn't matter. It's a clown show.
Is this from today? Is he a student of Persian culture today? We found Biden. He's a student of Persian culture today, is Joe Biden. There it is. Give me the audio here, guys. Let's hear from our president. Let's hear from our great leader. He's a student of Persian culture. All right, so that's what you get from Biden today. He's confused. He thinks he's Persian now. Wow. Okay. So we want decorum for the television show that's here in the press room, and Joe Biden says he's Persian. It's the Biden White House. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Have you tried the new toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com? We're already getting rave reviews on the brand new turmeric toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com. Now, my toothpaste is my favorite toothpaste is already Super Blue and the Super Silver toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com from Dr. Jones Naturals. But now they've come out with a brand new turmeric toothpaste that already is getting rave reviews. People are already calling in and talking about it. They're already writing reviews on the website. I'm already hearing about it in my private text messages. Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Great to relieve gums of swelling and inflammation with the organic turmeric in the ingredients. So try it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. The other two toothpastes, my favorite, are sold out. So this one could be sold out soon as well. What do you think the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, is up to today? What do you think Letitia James is up to today? One, prosecuting criminals. Two, studying the law. Three, looking at the Donald Trump case. Or four, hosting Drag Queen Story Hour for kids. Do you know which one it is? No, Letitia James is not prosecuting criminals. No, Letitia James is not studying the law. No, Letitia James is not looking at the Trump case. No, Letitia James is at Drag Queen Story Hour. And she's excited. She says right here how excited she is to be at Drag Queen Story Hour today. That's what our attorney generals are for. Do you see this theme of meritocracy here? An attorney general should have nothing to do with a drag queen story time unless she's going to ban it to protect children from child abuse and perverts. Otherwise, the attorney general should have nothing to do with drag queen story hour for kids. But why is she a part of this? Because she was hired because she's a far left progressive liberal. Doesn't hurt that she's black. But does she have merit? Does she have skills? Does she understand the law? Does she have experience? Who cares? She's a black liberal. She's at Drag Queen Storytime for kids. Sure, the streets of New York are more violent than ever. That's not her problem. She has to sexually indoctrinate children. That's her job, after all. The attorney general says it right in the job description. Sexualize children. Austin Independent School District. On Monday, March 20th, all are welcome. Start off Pride Week with some welcoming energy. Ooh, energy, yeah, vibes. How does your campus create a sense of belonging? How is your campus creating a safe, supportive, and inclusive environment? We're talking about children here, by the way. Children. Texas GOP. Reminder to the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Said Pride Week violates Texas law, yet Austin ISD continues to violate it without repercussion. Yeah, maybe some arrests. Maybe the principal of ISD, Austin ISD, should be arrested. Interesting. It's Pride Week, kids. All right, kids, it's your favorite week of the year. You don't have to learn about math or science or English or vocabulary or spelling. We're going to teach you all about gay sex. But teacher, don't be a bigot.
We know there's so much more than gay sex out there. You taught us last year.
Oh, that's right. If you're a two-spirit genderqueer, or if you're pansexual, sex could mean anything. You might love that cantaloupe in your fridge. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You might have a little toy at home that you love very much, little kiddo. Let me show you how it works. Have you ever heard of the Biddy Packer? Here, let me put it in your pants for you. It's Pride Week, y'all. Austin, Texas style. No, that's all illegal. And I think arrests should be made. So we'll see if Ken Paxton or anybody in the Attorney General's office or the Texas legislature wants to do the right thing and set a precedent here. Oh. Was that seen in, that might have been seen inside the classroom, all right? We don't know for sure. You're banned. The only people allowed in these Pride Week events are the students and their liberal teachers. Parents are banned. Any other press is banned. And, you know, they got their own little Mr. Wilson thing going on. I don't think it's happening in Florida. Florida ban on gender transitioning for minors now in effect. It's pretty simple. You want to stop it, you write the laws, and then you enforce the laws. Really not that difficult. Sharks goalie, San Jose Sharks, NHL hockey team, their goalie, James Raymer, declines to wear Pride jersey. Oh my gosh! This is great. San Jose Sharks goalie James Raymer didn't take part in pregame warm-ups Saturday night, saying the team's decision to wear Pride-themed jerseys in support of the LGBTQ community runs counter to his religious beliefs. Quote, in this specific instance, I am choosing not to endorse something that is counter to my personal convictions, which are based on the Bible, the highest authority in life, Raymer, the Canadian goalie, said. So remember, it was the Russian player first. Ivan Provorov, who then became the number one selling jersey of the Philadelphia Flyers overnight. In fact, guys, let's actually look into this. Do either a Google search for James Raymer jersey sales, or you could even go right to the San Jose Sharks official website and see if you can even purchase his jersey. Might be sold out. So that's what happens when you stand for what you believe in and you think that it's not the popular thing. You think that, oh my gosh, people are going to be mad at me. I don't want to wear a gay flag on my shirt. Oh, it actually turns out that people like when you stand for your convictions, and most people don't want to see a gay flag on a sports jersey. They don't care, or they're sick of it. What a shame. You know, are we ever going to get to go back? Are we ever going to get to go back? So here you go. You can go get your James Raymer jersey before it sells out. They're still available. We get no benefits from that, by the way. I'm surprised. They haven't pulled it from the shop. Because he's such a bigot. Incredible. So, I expect more of this, actually. I expect more athletes to stand for their convictions, whether that's being proud to be an American or whether that's being a proud Christian or whether that's being anti-vaccine or COVID vaccine. Yeah, I think that this trend is just beginning, really. And I think that the athletes that were tolerant of this didn't fully understand the lengths and how far it would go. But now that they've seen it, I think that the stand is just beginning. And so really, it just needs to get back to stop politicizing sports, stop putting propaganda into sports, and just let sports be sports. Just let it be a game that we all have fun watching or playing, and get your political propaganda and BS out. Get your medical propaganda and BS out. Or you can keep it in, and you're going to see athletes speaking out against it, standing against it in mass, and then that becoming the story. So I guess I'll take it either way. But I can hardly even watch them anymore. It's like I tuned into the NCAA tournament. It's like every other commercial, some anti-white garbage. It's like, okay, I'm out. Bye. Tried to enjoy it, but can't. All right, let's get a little example of just how corrupt our media is. In fact, let's give it a couple examples. Let's start with this from Glenn Greenwald over the weekend. Esteemed, celebrated liberal journalist. Hunter Biden just sued the Delaware repair shop where he left his laptop for invasion of privacy and distributing his data. The obvious premise is that the laptop was real and it came from that store, the exact opposite of what all corporate media claimed for the 2020 election. Not just that, but also the intelligence communities claimed that as well. So they all knew they were lying to you, and they still lied to you. And they used that lie to interfere in the election, to meddle, if you will, in the election. And they have no shame, no apologies. They don't give a damn whether you know it or not. They did it. They got away with it. So they'll do it again. But isn't that amazing? They just do it right in front of you. Hunter Biden's laptop is not real. It's Russian disinformation. 2 years later. Hunter Biden's laptop is real, and we're suing the person who released it to the public. And they don't even flinch. They don't even hesitate, telling you the exact opposite of what they told you before. And so we've got new footage here, and it's really the audio that's important, from January 6th. Now, remember, I mean, it's almost, I could really lay this out entirely. I had already been being politically persecuted by the Democrat Party before January 6th. And if you read my indictment, you figure that that's what it was really about. It wasn't even about January 6th. It was really about the previous persecution. They write it out in their indictment. They don't even hide it. The FBI agents come up to me and tell me that, but I should probably shut up now. So when we left the Ellipse that day, there was a bit of chaos, obviously, and we had a large group of people. It had been a long day already, and marching through crowds and getting through everything is a chore, even more so when you're with Alex Jones and the security detail. So we took a moment trying to figure out what we were going to do, and we used a bathroom, and then we got out of the Ellipse. And we were trying to decide what to do. And it's funny because, again, all of this footage is out there. We gave all the body cam footage that we had to, you know, everybody. I mean, they got it all. And you can, and you clearly see it's myself and it's Alex and security, and we don't even know what we're doing. And Alex and I were even discussing how I said we should wait for Trump, and he said, no, we should get out ahead of it. So, but that's, as if that's enough proof that there was no plan for anything that day, which is, I mean, is pretty typical, folks. People think this stuff, we're as normal as everybody else. We have the same headaches and the same backaches and the same trying to figure it all out as everybody else. So then it was Alex Jones on, as you saw, the podium there, and then later on talking to Capitol Police saying, let's get these people out of the Capitol. We need to stop this. Help me get into a position where I can talk people down. Let's stop this. This is not good. They're going to make this the story. And then even throughout the day, I already knew I was being politically persecuted. I was rather quiet that day. And Alex was like, are you all right? Is something wrong with you? And I was like, no, I'm just being quiet here because I know the Democrats are trying to arrest me. And so all they have is footage of me standing on Capitol grounds, and that's all they have. But now it turns out that Alex was also a subject of discussion on the police radio scanner. And you tell me, do the police think that Alex and his crew are trying to help or hurt the situation with this police audio in clip 7? times. Alex Jones is telling people to get out of the Capitol. Alex Jones is telling people to get away from the police lines. They had the audio the entire time, and they still came after us, and they still lied about us. See, once you've already leapt that hurdle, it's kind of like riding a bike. It's like you're all nervous to ride the bike, and then when you finally can ride the bike, well, now you're fine for the rest of your life. So like, once you figure out the mainstream media are lying to you, once you figure out the mainstream media are frauds, once you figure out the mainstream media are propaganda agents, it's like riding the bike. And it doesn't matter, oh, you know they're frauds today, you tune in 10 years later, you know they're frauds then. Just like you haven't been on a bike in years, you hop on that bike, you're off, you're fine. And that was a major realization that people have had thanks to Donald Trump running for president and becoming president. They just see all the lies they tell you about him all day long. But I'm telling you, if people just, and I know it's more than ever people understand this, but the stranglehold is still there in so many minds. If people could just understand that the corporate mainstream media is literally there to lie to them and deceive them and manipulate them. So many of our problems could be solved overnight. And we could actually unify. And that would be the big one right there. Is that we could actually unify. They tell you Hunter Biden's laptop was fake, they knew it was real. They tell you Alex Jones is an insurrectionist, they know he's on tape, on video saying, don't go into the Capitol, don't get into confrontation with police. And they all know I'm standing right there beside him during the whole thing, and they still arrest me. These are corrupt people, folks. You don't understand, they're not like you. They're not good people. They don't feel bad deceiving you. They don't feel bad lying to you. They don't feel bad if their lies result in people dying or sitting in a jail cell the rest of their lives. They have no remorse. If anything, it makes them feel good. So once you really comprehend and understand that evil, once you've ridden that bicycle, there's no going back. And you start to understand how the world works that much better. It's kind of like how they're making a big story of it, and this is one of the worst things that can ever happen. Wrongly convicted Brooklyn man to be exonerated after serving 19 years for a murder he didn't commit. Six eyewitnesses all swore he was the shooter when he was 17 years old. He wasn't. This is one of the worst things ever, an innocent man being convicted, an innocent man sitting in jail for a crime he didn't commit. That is one of the worst things ever. Truly it is. And we try to avoid that at all costs in this country, as we should. Better a guilty man go free than an innocent man rot in jail. But see, they make a big fuss, and that was one of the biggest stories on corporate news this morning. But what about all the January 6th defendants wrongly sitting in jail cells right now that you lied about, that you called insurrectionists and terrorists that are not? What about them? No, you don't care about them. And really, why does the establishment hate Alex Jones so much? Well, he calls them out on their worst of lies, the lies when it comes to war that results in millions of people dying, like what happened in the Iraq War. And this is a story again today because it's the anniversary of that. So I'll talk a little bit about that on the other side of this break, plus the latest developments when it comes to Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, the International Criminal Court. But they hate Alex because he calls them out for their lies, and they don't want you to know that they lied you into a war that resulted in millions of people dying. When they promote themselves as the good guys on TV, they're not. They're drowning in the bloodshed they've caused. You know, it's sad when you put up a video from the Iraq War sarcastically saying this is so bad what the Russians are doing in Ukraine, because you know the very people that were against the war in Iraq are for the war in Ukraine. And it's not for any humanitarian reason or political reason that they can understand. It's just because they're buying the propaganda that's sold to them. So Jack Posobiec shares this video on the anniversary of the Iraq War that was an infamous video of Iraq being blown up, a war that cost millions of lives, including American lives, that the left was against because Obama was president. Bush was president, and then Obama ran against the Iraq War, got elected because the liberals were against the war and many centrists were against the war. Obama then expanded the war. But that's neither here nor there. So Jack Posobiec puts that video up, it gets seen millions of times, and Twitter adds their little community notes fact check. This video was taken in Iraq, not Ukraine. Although the video seems to be labeled sarcastically, it is still important for viewers to understand that the video is misrepresented. But see, that's the point, is that people are so uninformed and so brainwashed that, oh, yes, look at this. It's horrible what they're doing in Ukraine. It's so bad. Oh, no, that's Iraq. When you were anti-war, now you're pro-war. Now, we were lied to about that war, and I was stunned, and maybe the crew can find the video. Earlier today, I don't know what show it would have been on, General Kellogg is on Fox News basically calling Colin Powell a liar and saying that the entire Iraq war was based off lies and that it cost us American lives and Iraqi lives. I mean, I was stunned to be hearing this. Just cold, hard facts on Fox News today, one of the networks that supported the war maybe more than anybody else because they were pro-Bush. So it's a weird time to witness that. And it's still the phenomenon of what used to be the anti-war liberal left is now the pro-war liberal left. And what used to be the neocon interventionist right is now anti-war, anti-interventionist. Truly strange. And I really think what it comes down to is that people on the right now have actual principles and values, whereas people on the left just are like a fish on a hook, and wherever the propaganda swings the hook and jerks the hook, they're going to go too. And now here was Joe Biden lying about that. Did he believe George Bush's wars were based on facts or not? Here he is debating himself in clip 13. Hold on a second. Paul, go ahead and let's try this again. Here's Joe Biden. Here's Joe Biden debating himself on whether he believed that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Go to war because I didn't believe he had those nuclear weapons. I didn't believe he had those weapons of mass destruction.
The reason he poses a growing danger to the United States and its allies is that he possesses chemical and biological weapons and is seeking with his $2 billion a year illegally skimmed from the UN Fund for Food, his oil for food program, for peace program, that he is seeking nuclear weapons.
So which Joe Biden is telling the truth? The Joe Biden that says there are weapons of mass destruction, we need to go to a war in Iraq? Or the Joe Biden that says he never believed there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? Which Joe Biden do you believe? Which Joe Biden does Joe Biden believe? Doesn't matter. He's not going to be answering any questions. He does about 5 minutes of public exposure every day. After all, he's just the president of the United States. What do you need to see or hear him for? Putin visits occupied city of Mariupol, and of course that is in eastern Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin visited the occupied Ukrainian port city of Mariupol on Sunday following a trip over the weekend to Crimea that marked the 9-year anniversary of Moscow's illegal annexation of the peninsula. This visit also marked a show of defiance from Putin, whose visits to Crimea and Mariupol come after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for him on war crime charges. Oh, yes, he gets the war crime charges. Who blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? Who sent the missile into Poland? Who blew up the children in Donbas? Not Putin. And now they're saying that Vladimir Putin is trafficking children out of Ukraine. Or is Vladimir Putin taking the children that have been trafficked in Ukraine out of Ukraine? I wonder. Xi Jinping doesn't seem to be too moved by the International Criminal Court, as he will be meeting with him. So that's a major development that we saw coming miles away. That was pretty obvious. We've been warning that the Biden administration is now putting pushing Putin right into the arms of the Chinese communists. And it really doesn't have to be this way. But you know, who really is Vladimir Putin? Who really is Vladimir Putin? Is he a man that admires the West? Is he a man that romances the West? Or is he a man that hates the West and wants to see the West burn? You tell me after seeing this video from just about a decade ago. Actually, now I'm not seeing it on my list. Do we have Putin performing Blueberry Hill? What's that? We don't have Putin performing Blueberry Hill. This is breaking my heart now. Then I'm going to have to go refine that video and send it to you guys. So we'll do that in the next segment then. We'll do that in the next segment then. Unless you guys think you have it now. We'll just go ahead and download that. We'll do that in the next segment. You can be the judge of Vladimir Putin. Do you think he hates the West? Or do you think he romanticizes the West? All right, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com. We are listener supported. InfoWarsStore.com is how everything we do here is possible. And I have to tell you, I do not go on air without BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra. I've got both by the desk here today. It's a Monday. And so I have to make sure that I've got both in stock right here, the BrainForce Plus and the BrainForce Ultra. I actually took the capsule today, the BrainForce Plus. I don't go on air without my performance-enhancing supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. That's BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra. And so, you know, doctors want to put these kids on all these different pharmaceutical drugs and say they've got ADHD or whatever. Before you make that move, which I would suggest against, before you make that move, why don't you give something natural and organic a try instead? Like BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. Mental energy, mental clarity, mental focus. That's what I get from BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra. So just think about that. Maybe reconsider those pharmaceutical pills that have been so toxic for so many people. And maybe think about something that's organic and natural from nature that's not going to have the negative side effects. And that's BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra at InfoWarsStore.com. Both 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Maybe my favorite products from InfoWarsStore.com. I don't know. It's hard to say for sure. We do have new products coming in, though, like the turmeric toothpaste that people are already excited and raving about. Or the ashwagandha gummies or organic ashwagandha with black pepper capsules, both from InfoWars MD line of supplements that are all 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So the InfoWars MD supplements like the CBD formulas are also 25% off. The entire InfoWars MD line right now, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So when you hear somebody call into one of our shows talking about the new turmeric toothpaste, that's it right there. That's what they're talking about. That's what they're raving about. And you can only get it at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air.